reading this morning comes from Ephesians chapter 2, reading verses 13 to 18. And if you're following along in the Pew Bible, it can be found on page 1174 of the New Testament section. So that's Ephesians chapter 2, starting at verse 13. But now in Christ Jesus, you who were once far away have been brought near through the blood of Christ. For he himself is our peace, who has made the two one and has destroyed the barrier, the dividing wall of hostility, by abolishing in his flesh the law with his commandments and regulations. His purpose was to create in himself one new man out of the two, thus making peace, and in this one body to reconcile both of them to God through the cross, by which he put to death their hostility. He came and preached peace to you who were far away, and peace to those who were near. For through him, we both have access to the Father by one Spirit. Amen. Thanks be to God.
Thank you. Thank you to Fiona for bringing God's word, and also to our choir and musicians for bringing that beautiful piece of music, which is actually, I think it goes back to the American Civil War piece that originates from there. In the words that Fiona read from Scripture, we heard this: "For he, that is Christ, is our peace, who has made the two groups one and has destroyed the barrier, the dividing wall of hostility." So we need to go back 30 years now. I know this is hard to imagine, but I was actually here 30 years ago. I'm a little too young to have been here 30 years ago, but I was not here in Armagh, I was around the world. 30 years ago, I was sitting in my university halls of residence in Edinburgh, and I had my black and white TV, and in those days, you know, the tellies you guys have got, you just point something at it or you shout at Alexa and you switch it on. In those days, you had to tune it in with a button, you had to actually tune in the channels, that was the kind of telly it was, and it was black and white. But anyway, there were these remarkable pictures coming from Berlin. Do you know which country that is? Yep, Germany. And there were remarkable pictures, and thank you to Hugh for putting this first one up. And the pictures that were coming from Germany, from Berlin, 30 years ago when I sat in my student accommodation in Edinburgh, were all the destruction of the Berlin Wall. A wall that had been built, dividing two parts of the city of Berlin. It was part of a bigger, much bigger historical story of what was going on in our world at that time, post the Second World War. But it was remarkable. And it was what happened that 30 years ago was going to be the beginning of the collapse of the Soviet Union and the satellite states of the Soviet Union as they were known at that time. There's another picture of this that we have here as well, I think this morning. We've got a set one for you as well. Yeah. I thought this was interesting. This is one soldier from one side of the wall squeezing through that space to another soldier and taking one another's hand across that divide. That was 30 years ago. Here's another kind of wall built in the world today. This is a different country in the world, different city of the world. And give you a clue, it's where three of the world's largest religions claim to be their home. Any of the scouts know? Anyone know? No? Yeah?
Is it, pardon me, Bethlehem?
Yes, thank you. Yes, indeed. It is the separation wall that runs around the village of Bethlehem. Now, Bethlehem, we know about. Why do we know about Bethlehem? Smaller shouts and smaller brown people. Why do we know about Bethlehem? What happened in Bethlehem? You know this. You do this. What happened? Remember?
Because that's where it was born.
That's, yes, that's right. In the Christian story, that is the place that Jesus was born. Okay? In the town of Bethlehem. Now, I can't quite explain in the time that we've got this morning all about this. Suffice it to say that that wall that we see going around there, I've been there and I've stood by that wall, and that wall goes right round the town of Bethlehem, and it divides off the town of Bethlehem, and the people that live in Bethlehem can't just get up in the morning and go to their jobs. When they get up in the morning, they have to go to a checkpoint where there's soldiers and there's guns, and they have to go through that checkpoint. And it's really all very sad, and it's all very complicated. And it's another part of the wall here. And some of the pictures of the wall, I couldn't actually show you because they're just so sad and so heartbreaking because of the graffiti that's been put on those walls. There's a problem in the very place where Christianity and Islam and Judaism have their roots as religions. There's a division in that place, and there's a wall that was built there and is there just now that separates people from one another. That's another green on the wall. Here's the last green on the wall. And this one's a bit closer to home. And you'll see this wall runs down between two sets of housing. And this is much, much closer to home in part of Great Britain. And this is a wee bit harder maybe for small scales, but older ones might know. Yeah. Yeah. Strangely, these walls that you see running down here, when they were built in Northern Ireland, and they're still there to this day, and some people want them to stay there, these walls were built as what they called peace walls. Isn't that interesting? A wall that divides people, but it's supposed to bring peace with people. I think we've got another picture of that. Yeah. So you see these walls, sometimes they run right down the street between two different lots of houses. And so the houses on one side will be mostly, all of them, people who are Catholic who live in them. And the houses on the other side, people who are Protestant live in them. And the period of violence that was happening in Northern Ireland was actually happening round about, it was called the Troubles, and it was happening round about the same time as the Berlin Wall came down in Berlin. Jesus said, I've come to bring the two groups together, to end the hostility and to break down the dividing walls. Walls are sometimes a good thing. I don't know when you were younger, if you ever kicked your football over your neighbour's wall, you have to go to the neighbour and say, I'm sorry, and get it back again. Yeah? Sometimes walls are important because they divide things up in a way that's helpful for us. But these kind of walls tell us something about our world. Here's a final picture. And this is my favourite picture of the day. This is a bridge called the Craigavon Bridge. And it's a monument that's called Hands Across the Divide. It's a monument that was unveiled 20 years after an event called Bloody Sunday that happened in Northern Ireland, where there was terrible violence and killing. We keep doing it again and again and again. We say, sorry, I won't do that again. And then we go and do it again. When we look on our Instagram and our social media and we read lots of things, some of the things that we read are true, some of the things that we read are false. But we need to work out what is true and what is false. And we need to think about ways that we can break down the walls that exist. Sometimes we build the walls because we're angry, we're jealous, we're hurt, we're greedy, we're scared. Often it's simply because of difference that we build the walls. And then we become too proud and too stubborn to let go and do something different. How do we break down the walls that are there in our world? It's got to be, hasn't it, something about listening, about sharing, about forgiving, about learning to do things in a different kind of way, about saying I'm sorry instead of saying I hate you, about saying I won't do that instead of going ahead and doing it. It's really hard sometimes to say sorry, but sorry is often the one word that melts and brings healing and hope and new life. And that's true in our friendships, but it's true on the world stage as well. We are living in a nation just now that is bitterly, bitterly divided. And none of us really can in any way say what the next 6 or 8 weeks are going to bring. That's our home ground problems. But as we lift our eyes and look beyond that to the world at large, we see that division in so many different ways, in so many places. And often those who hurt the most are the ones who are the weakest and have the littlest power to influence change. At the heart of the Christian message is Jesus. Jesus came to show a different way of living and of being. A way that puts others before ourselves. A way that says, I forgive you rather than I hate you. A way that says you are welcome rather than there is no home for you here. How will we choose to live? In school, when we're on our phones and we're on our social media and people are saying really awful and horrible things about other people, are we going to keep spreading that around, or are we going to say, no, I'm not going to listen to that? When we get the choice to do something that's good and right, will we choose that, or will we choose to go a different way? And for all of us here, every day, there are choices that we need to make. And some of us here this morning may not call ourselves Christians. Some of us are here today because we want to support this day of remembrance, and particularly our children who are in the Scouts. Whoever we are, day by day, we have choices that we need to make. And for people of Christian faith, the one they follow is a Saviour who said, I am your peace. I will bring the groups together. I will break down the barriers that divide people. I have come that they may have peace. Peace in all its fullness. Let us pray. Loving God, today we think of all of the walls in the world that divide people. We think back to those events 30 years ago when the Berlin Wall came down. 30 years have come and gone, but have we learned any lessons? Are we living differently? Lord, we think of that little town of Bethlehem, and the story that we will share and unfold in the next few weeks of a baby born there. A baby born in a very poor and humble way. But the one who would be the saviour of all. And even in that place this day, a wall that divides people. A wall that separates one from the other. 30 years have come and gone. Have we learned anything? 2,000 years have come and gone since the birth of that baby. Have we learned anything? Closer to home, in our own country of Great Britain in Northern Ireland, those times of the Troubles are still clear in many of our thoughts. And there have been lessons learned, and there have been moves towards peace. And this day we pray that that peace would be protected. But we pray too this day, O God, for ourselves, that you would help us to love and not to hate. That you would help us to forgive and not hold grudges. That you would help us to make peace rather than cause conflict and division. Lord, hear us as we pray. Amen. We sing again together hymn 706, For the Healing of the Nations.